Bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mindy.
I'm a little upset with me because she's been recording for
five minutes,
and I was opening up to her, and now we haven't recorded.
Yeah, we talked about very specific things and something, and very emotional.
I was very emotional.
Does OBS record? Let's just press the button.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh my god.
Are we too loud?
No, I just tried to be funny.
Okay.
Mac came from the death.
I'm still dead. Don't notice me.
Okay, so don't notice Mac.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's still lying in bed, and we are recording directly after we read the last chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some talks in between, which were quite interesting. And Sam is now like, ah.
Sam is now like, fuck you, Mindy, what the fuck?
I will cut everything, so it will be fine.
Not even Patreon, because damn.
No!
Yeah.
It's okay, I will just cut it. Because I know that when I record the, how can you say, the voices from both of them.
Yeah. Both of
I
the laptops.
I can cut it directly at the point where I say, like, bonjour, bonjour.
Yeah.
So, it will be no problem.
Okay.
So, don't be scared.
Yeah.
You can still trust me.
I hope so.
Anyway. I just listen to it when I go to sleep.
Yeah. Come on, don't do that. I talked about something that upset me, and now let's talk about another thing that upset me, and this is the cancellation of the third season of Our Flag Means Death.
No, I remember you wrote me this screenshot of, I think, what
David Jenkins said.
Yeah, and it was like, thank you for the time, and there will be no season 3. Bye-bye. Yes.
Although the ratings are higher than most other series, it's the most popular series on the network, and they cancelled it anyway, and there doesn't seem to be a reason for it, or people don't know the reason for it, at least at the point we are recording this episode.
Yeah.
And all the actors thought it was going to continue, and they had already made plans, and this morning I also read they had booked the place in New Zealand, and they were looking for other workers to help with the filming and such. And now everyone is very upset, and the actors are
sad
and writing messages, and the fans are
also sad
and organizing events to help.
Like petitions or something.
Yeah, petitions. I've seen a lot of petitions and other stuff, and it's all very sad.
Yeah.
And there are other actors. I just earlier when you were organizing Chapter 8, I saw the Instagram by Georgia Tennant, David Tennant's wife.
Oh, okay.
And she also told people to save Our Flag Means Death, and people are writing to other networks to pick it up because it's a popular show.
Yeah.
And I hope nothing bad happened that made people cancel it.
Yeah, it's very weird that it just,
because it's so popular.
Said that they wanted to do the third season.
Yeah, all the actors and the writers wanted to do a third season.
It's
strange.
Like, also from the ending of season 2, I was like, okay, I can imagine a third season, but this is already, like, a quite nice ending.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of questions about the third season.
Yeah. So it's very weird that they're canceling it. So maybe there will be new news coming out at some point. But until now, the only thing we can do is actually participate in the petitions, talk about it, say, people, if you watch the show, or if you have not watched it yet, watch it and then go to the petition.
Yeah. Or other people are saying just cancel your subscriptions to the network. Which might also be... because they shouldn't make any more money if they're assholes. Which is also a thing.
So. Yeah. Like, the thing is, we don't know what was, like, in the background going on.
Yeah.
So, the only thing is maybe to wait for more information and do as much as possible what you can do yourself.
Yeah.
So, shout out to OFMD here.
OFMD, yeah.
For the third season.
Third season, yeah. Still hoping. I hope at the point this is coming out, it's resolved in some nice way.
Maybe in 2 months or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so happy note starting here for the people who waited for this episode 2 weeks. We are just like,
damn.
But you know, our 2 weeks rambling about stuff that goes on in life.
Yep.
Yeah, what else should we talk about? We already talked about our breakfast lunch last time.
Yeah.
It was the same.
What do you plan for lunch today? No plans yet?
I have no plans yet.
I will eat an egg. Mindy made 2 eggs for me. I already ate one and I will eat another one later.
Yeah. And I will maybe afterwards go into the bed, lie in bed, and then eat some snacks, I guess. I'm not really motivated to cook right now.
Okay.
So some days I have like this very strong motivation. Yeah, I'm going to cook the best meals ever and they are normally quite good when I'm motivated. But sometimes I'm just not.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this feeling, like, or if you're always motivated to cook something.
No, I don't cook when I'm alone. I don't cook at all, mostly.
Then you always have to have the ambition that someone else is also eating it, or...
Yes, I will not take care of myself.
No!
Yeah.
But don't you like to, I don't know, cook something very good just for yourself?
No.
Why not?
Because I hate myself, Mindy.
No! Don't do this!
I'm laughing about it, but... Oh, I'm slipping back into a very dark place. We should not have sad conversations before the podcast.
No. Yeah.
Okay, shall we just start the story and get even more... to an even more darker place?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted to say anything happy about your life.
Yeah, I like food.
Okay, great. Let's start.
Like we have fiction after lunch.
Yeah.
Both of us are actually strong foodies, therefore I'm a little bit surprised that you don't cook as much. But I know when you're at home, you cook a lot.
Yeah, but only when you're there.
But baking with your mom or something like this? Because sometimes you put pictures on Instagram where you have like a cake or something.
Yes, but I don't eat the cake alone, obviously.
Yeah.
And I do not enjoy baking together with my mom because we get in each other's ways a lot.
Okay.
And we both have very strong opinions on how baking should be done.
Yeah. Like, I know this feeling when I cook with Mac together.
Yeah, I also know this feeling when I cook with Mac together. And he's still in the other room and we're...
Yeah. He said hello like in the first 5 minutes and we were like, let's complain about it now.
Let's drag him some more.
Maybe at some point he will listen to it and just comes out and joins the conversation like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Don't take shit off me.
I mean, obviously I'm not cooking with him alone, but he's often here, isn't he?
I can just imagine myself coming home from a long day of work and you're like staying here in the kitchen and Meg is just like helping you cooking something. And you were both like, don't do this. No, what? Why do you put so much salt in it? No, what are you doing? And throw stuff at each other.
Yeah, no. I would not spend time with him if you weren't there.
Yeah, this would be awkward.
Yeah. I only spend time with him when I have to.
No.
When it's unavoidable.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I like cooking with other people, but sometimes not. It always depends. Like, also, I had other friends and they also had very strong opinions on how to cook.
Yeah.
And, like, we have a recipe.
Yeah.
And then you don't follow the recipe even when you plan it in the beginning. And then it's like, or you just don't talk about the changes that you want to do and just do it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, why did you decide to do it? I don't like it this way. And, talk with me. Communication is the key.
No.
Yeah. But then, every time when I cook with Sam, it's very good.
Yeah.
Like, also the recipes that we are cooking. Normally, I think there was not a single thing that we cooked which was, like, I don't know, bad, I would say.
Yep.
Yeah. So, let's go into the chapter. Chapter 8.
Yeah.
Last time, they had an emotional moment. Dem passed out, Tamaki called the police, and then they were running around the house, and the police was standing in front of the mirror and was just like, no, I don't deal with this.
Yeah.
And now they are going to French, I guess.
To France! They're going to France.
No, they said last time they want to go to French. So
they are going to French.
Who's talking? Okay, this is Dem.
Yeah,
who's talking? Oh, yeah. We have a lot of voices.
Oh, no.
So you will do two voices.
Okay.
Last time you did Tamaki, right?
Yes.
So you can do Tamaki.
Mm-hmm.
The narrator.
Yeah.
Or you do all the voices.
I can do that as well.
You can do all the voices. Okay. I will just be the narrator.
Hell yeah.
Because you have way more voice range stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's called. Way better voice acting skills than I do. You have the range. Range. So this is Dem.
What is that?
Dem asked, Dem asked Tamaki while he was on his way to transport his baggage into the giant plane, which was standing on the Tamaki resident.
Which was on the standing. Tamaki resident. Okay.
Like, resident is the person, right?
Yeah, the resident is the person. Residence is the place. Yeah.
So it was standing on a person, so very light plane. On Tamaki.
Yeah.
He was holding it up with one hand.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, this is my plane.
Mm-hmm.
Dem was overwhelmed by this giant fly machine.
Wow.
Called plane, yes. Yeah. It is way too exaggerated to fly this plane with only 4 persons. There was planes for over 1,000 people. How could they waste so much money? Tamaki looked at Dem. I like that she's like immediately... I like her thinking here, actually. It's like...
Yeah, it sounds very plane. You. It sounds very you.
Yeah, this would be exactly what I would say. Like,
yeah.
Oh, luxury plane and something. Why are we not like using it to the full capacity?
Yeah.
And invite more people who want to go through France, French.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tamaki looked at Dem. And this is Tamaki talking.
What is this? What this is? It is the new model T-Plane X-1001. I got it as a present for my last birthday. It is a little bit small, but it is okay, and there are dog stickers at the entrance.
Very important. Don't you know the last, the new model T-Plane X-1001?
I think you made that up.
I think so too. I have no clue about planes.
I don't think they're called like that.
No. But it would be fun. So.
T-plane.
There he was again. The idiot and witch Tamaki. This characterization. Dem was breathless. But somehow she began to get used to this witch people with their exaggerated presence and stuff.
Love the writing here. Again, Dem has no breath. We have some asthma representation.
And stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was just, like, not motivated to write anything. And just, like...
And stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Was the only thing she could say right now. She entered the plane. When she was inside, there appeared at least 2 butlers to take care of her clothes and desires.
10.
10.
You've written 10, but you said 2.
Why did I say 2? Okay. When she was inside...
at least 2. It might have been 3, but it looked like 2.
They were just looking all the same. So she was like, oh, maybe it's just 2 or 10. I don't know.
Just one person running very fast.
Learned a little bit about quantum mechanics, I guess.
Yeah.
When she was inside, there appeared at least 10 butlers to take care of her clothes and desires.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the
it's
desires.
It's misspelled, yeah.
But there was one butler who looked a little bit different than the others. His smooth black hair.
Yeah.
And his perfect stature. His movements were elegant and he was gently looking at her. Tamaki saw him too and rushed over to the butler and the small kid who was standing next to him. Tamaki looked the kid's hands and greeted the little boy who wears an eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the writing is a little bit going downhill here.
Yep.
Last chapter was quite okay, I guess. Yeah. Not so many misspellings. The kid smiled back, but Dem realized something about the kid. His smile was not honest and happy. His eye was also blue, but his look was serious as if he had suffered a long time. Like, you can see in people's faces that they suffered a long time, right?
My face, for example.
It was an adult in a child's body. Tamaki returned to Dem to introduce him. Okay, so what is happening here? She goes into the plane.
And there are at least 10 butlers. One of the butlers is different than the other butlers. And the butler who is different than the other butlers has a kid. And Tamaki knows the kid and looks at the kid's hands and greets the little boy. And the little boy has an eye patch, and that's why he's an adult in the child's body.
Maybe he just, as a kid, watched OMFD.
OFMD.
OFMD. And is a huge fan, and therefore he wears like a pirate eye patch.
Now you can't be mad at me for saying TGFC.
Yeah, I was also thinking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we know he's a pirate fan. And I really like that the butler is described, like, he is described as different to the other butlers.
Yeah.
And his movements were elegant and he was gentle and quite nice. So I can just imagine all of the 9 other butlers to be, like, very not elegant.
Butlers are usually elegant.
Yeah, but he is especially elegant, it seems. And it seems like perfect.
Uh-huh.
So, would you like to have a butler, by the way?
Yes.
This was fast.
Do you not?
I don't know, like... Wait, maybe yes.
Of course you would like to have a butler.
But then he would be always there.
Yeah, you can send him away, and then when he comes.
They always standing at the door. When does she clap?
Yeah.
To do work.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Maybe I would like to have a butler.
Yes.
And take care of my tea.
Yes, for example.
And make myself special tea.
Yeah. And take phone calls.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I would love this. Oh, my God.
Like, for example.
I would.
Take my butler with me to work and have to answer the phone calls.
Yeah. And then at some point he can do the counseling, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, you already know everything from, like, why you're here, so
yeah.
Maybe you can just take over for a moment and I will just go and get myself a coffee.
Yeah.
And a cake.
Yeah.
And don't come back anymore. We will see you in 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we want to have a butler who can take care of our life.
Yeah. Is Tamaki talking next? I saw blue.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, so he is introducing the kid to Dem.
Okay. Dem, this is Sia Phantomhive. He is working with my father and he has a big toy company. He is awesome. And this is his powerful butler.
Powerful butler.
Powerful.
Why powerful? Was Dem's first thought. And why does this kid lead a whole company? Again, she was astonished that she did not realize that the butler stood right before her and introduced himself. So, the name?
Ciel.
Ciel Phantomhive is the butler and the kid are both from anime, which I really like.
Okay.
So, more information is not needed.
Okay.
So, this is not the butler. It's very butlerish.
Okay. It is my pleasure to meet you. My name is Sebastian Michaelis, and I am the Phantomhive's main butler. I hope my bot charm is not causing you any trouble while we are traveling together to France.
I like the
You have written it correctly, not even once in the whole story.
And I think here I was sure that it's going to France, but then I was like, how is it written?
I like that it's the first word on a
would she write it correctly? And the answer was, it was even more wrong than before.
But what is French? I thought that we were going to French or something like this, and now we are going to French.
French.
French. One plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't fix a kid. I fix a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knows that it's not called French, and therefore he's like... Yeah. Ciel looked angry at Sebastian, who was just standing there and smiled honestly in Ciel's face. Some of them were cute. Sebastian returned his attention to Dan again. So Ciel is like, man, you're my butler, you can say everything correctly, but you, no one in this world knows that it's called France.
Yeah.
So Ciel is just like...
And what might be your name, milady?
Dan did not realize that she did not introduce herself yet. She bowed in a hurry and said,
I am Dan, just a normal girl.
This is also how I introduce myself every time someone asks me, yeah, can what might be your name? Normal. I mean, she has to emphasize that she is normal.
Tonight, when we have our group meeting, the one where we had an argument,
mm-hmm.
We always do a circle.
An introductory
round.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I will introduce myself like that. Hi, I'm Sam. I'm normal.
And then you also have to start laughing like this. And then afterwards, it just looks serious again. Okay. So, damn, just another girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Somehow she felt dumb.
Dumb, written with a P.
Maybe she should go to college before. Ciel looked at her suspiciously and spoke for the first time. So this is now the small kid talking. Who looks like an adult?
Just a normal girl, if you think so.
So he's like, you emphasize it, so you're not a normal girl.
Yeah.
He lost his interest in her and talked to Tamar.
So, when do we start? I'm waiting for our 30 minutes for you. I have some business to clear in French. So hurry up and make the pilot start the plane.
So he has some business to clear in French, so he has to talk in French,
yeah,
to clear up some business with French people or something.
Some French business in French.
French, yes. Yeah.
Which is not Paris, French, but probably French, Idaho.
I really like that in the... Two chapters ago, like, there was this whole part translated in
French.
French. In French. And even at this point,
TVP
was not able to say France.
No. All those lessons for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Tamaki hurried to catch the pilot, who was right one way now. And slowly everyone took their seats in the plane. Dan was sitting next to Tamaki on the right side, and Ciel was sitting on the left side, while his butler was serving him some tea. Dan thought that this could become a really interesting vacation.
This could become a really interesting vacation. Yeah. And I also find it interesting that there could be 1,000 people in this plane, and still they choose to sit next to each other.
This was my first thought. Like, they didn't seem to be very close to each other.
Yeah.
He was like, come on, make this plane start. They even had, like, no real conversation going on.
Yeah.
Like, small talk, oh yeah, how is your life going or something.
Yeah.
They were just like, yeah, just take us to France. So.
Yeah.
1,000 seats, and they were like, okay, let me go. Let me sit directly to the girl, just next to the normal girl.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. This is actually the end of the chapter.
Wow.
So, now they are going to French, I guess.
Yeah.
And solve some business in French. Mm-hmm. Sounds like...
I'm asking you, where did you get the name Sebastian from?
This is also from the anime.
Interesting. Because Sebastian is such a popular butler name. I know it from a series called Little Britain. It's a comedy.
Mm.
And Sebastian is a butler to a politician, and he is madly in love with the politician, and it's very funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, we got these two. Okay, maybe some background story.
Yeah.
So this is, like, Ciel and Sebastian are from an anime called Kurushi Tsuji, and it's called Black Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Black Butler, and it's a really popular one. Like,
never heard of it. But I don't watch
anime. Yeah, it's more like, you also don't know Jujutsu Kaisen, so.
Yeah.
it's very famous one, and mm-hmm. it's more like old England style.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting, like, from an historical point of view, because Ciel has to work for the queen mm-hmm. and do some work, and he has, like, this whole villa and company mm-hmm. stuff going on. So it's quite interesting to see, like, there are actually some politics involved in this mm-hmm. anime.
Yeah.
And Sebastian is actually... So spoiler... It's not a spoiler. It's in the first episode of Black Butler. Sebastian is a demon.
Okay.
And some stuff happened to Ciel that he got into a contract with Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
And Sebastian gets Ciel's soul when Ciel died at some point.
Yeah.
But until then, Sebastian will play to be his butler
mm-hmm.
and protect him.
Okay.
So that Ciel can,
be successful? Or?
He has a wish that he wants to fulfill, and Sebastian will help him until then, and when the wish gets fulfilled, he gets his soul.
Ah.
So he has to protect Ciel.
Okay.
And the thing is, they both don't like each other.
Okay.
So it's really interesting to see that they try to play this role.
Okay.
Also, Ciel is like, he's a small kid, but mm-hmm. he went through some stuff that he actually does not behave like a small kid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leading a business.
Yeah. And he has an eye patch.
Okay. Which has a reason.
Yeah.
So it's actually really cool. Like, we could put this into, like, the anime recommendation corner.
Okay.
Because I think you might like this old England style.
Yeah, I love old England style and I love demons.
Yeah, and it also has, like, a vintage stuff going on, like, maybe a lot of beautiful dresses.
Oh, I love dresses.
So we could maybe watch one afterwards.
Okay.
The first episode.
Alright.
If you're interested.
Sure.
Because I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the whole part with the demons and going on like this, it's really interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I also read the manga.
Yeah.
And this anime is actually quite old, but does not look old.
Okay.
And it aged well, I would say.
It aged well.
It aged well, because they are now, I think also next year there will be a new, like, season coming out from this one. And it's already, like, I think 15 years old or something like this.
Okay.
It's quite old. So it's quite interesting that the fan base is still so huge that even, like, after several years, they were still like, okay, we put out a season, and it's quite interesting to see because the animation gets better every time.
Yeah.
And the storytelling gets also very good.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud on them and at how they produce it and everything.
Yeah.
Because at some point when I look at anime, sometimes the second season is worse or so on.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually one season of Black Butler which is not so good, I would say. Some people like it, I don't like it.
Okay.
But it was also not in the manga.
Okay.
So, yeah, we can just look at it, because I'm also a big fan of, like, this vintage England stuff. So
yeah.
I really like it also from a historical point of view. And, yeah.
Cool.
Apart from this,
yeah.
This was the chapter.
Okay.
So what happens? They went into plane, met both of them. And,
Well.
Okay. What do you think will happen next?
The plane will crash. And they will be
on a lost island.
Yes. They will be trapped on a lost island. And Dan will kill Tamaki and eat him. and they will meet some natives on the island,
mm-hmm.
who I hope this is the correct word. Sorry, I'm German again. and they meet them, and then they get introduced to the people who live on the island.
Isn't it like a partial way? What's it called? Imogeneous? No. So what's the word for...
Indigenous.
Indigenous was it, I think. Natives. I think natives you could also say.
I hope I can.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And first they will be friendly. And then they will notice that the butler is a demon.
Okay.
And they will notice that something is wrong with Zien. I'm still not sure how to pronounce it. I will pronounce it in a France way. Sorry.
In a French way.
yeah. And they will send the two of them on a boat and send them away.
She was like, you're a demon. Go.
Yeah, go away. We will not fuck with this.
I already had a demon last week.
Yeah, but they will keep Dam there as a prisoner. But Dam will escape from the prison. And then she will start to try to murder people, but she will not succeed because poor people would not write it. And then there will be a plane above them, which will also crash. And then other people will
crash on this island. This is like one of these famous islands where like the natives, I don't know, shoot something into the sky and the plane crash or something.
Arrows. They will shoot arrows to the planes. And then the planes will crash in the sea, and then they will take the luggage actually,
yeah,
from the planes, and then they have nice stuff. And then they will put people on boats and send them away again, because they're actually very nice, but they like luggage from other countries.
They are really nice, but they have to crash over half of the people die or drown, and then they're like, okay, it's the rest of you who survived, you can go.
We're nice, we only take your luggage, you can go bye-bye. We're not eating you, because we're too advanced for that.
But what happens to the people who actually died? They also like get set on the boat and just like, bye-bye.
Maybe they have a graveyard on this island.
What is an island?
It's a huge island because a lot of plane crashes are happening there.
And where did the planes crash actually?
In the sea. They crash into the sea when they are hit by arrows. And then they take the surviving people from the planes, and then they take the luggage, and then they send them away. And then they are happy.
And then everyone lives happy together.
Yeah.
And Dan will also join the natives and become a member of the society there.
Yeah, at first, but then they notice how fucked up she is, and then they will keep her in a cage, but in a nice one.
What is a nice cage?
She have water, and she will have a bathroom, and she'll be in some kind of prison again, in a cage, so to say.
Oh!
But,
okay.
She will feel a bit better because people are nice to her, and she'll be reminded of her past, but, yeah, you look at me so expectantly.
I really like no idea of what happens next, when does it, what is actually happening. This sounds way more exciting.
Yeah, she will try to escape a few times, but for their safety, they will have to keep her in a cage until they figure out what to do with her, because she seems dangerous.
Okay.
And she wants to be friends with everyone, but she's a little bit scary, and they don't like her monologues, because they don't speak English very well.
So she's always speaking in English, like, can I become your friend?
And then she
listens to your problems.
And then she speaks in French, and then they're like, this kind of sounds like French, but it doesn't seem right. And they're like, excuse-moi, moi, but bye-bye.
Excuse-moi, bye-bye.
Okay.
I like that the natives on this island can speak French.
They speak French a lot better than her. Yeah. English is not theirs, but they are really good at French.
Okay. Yeah, maybe she only learned French for like 2 hours.
Yeah, maybe she learned more like Canadian French and not the French from French. From French, and this is why it sounds a little bit different.
Okay, I vibe with this idea. I really would like this to happen, so let's
write it.
At some point, I know the story is not going so far anymore.
Okay.
Let's continue on to this story and make it
happen. Okay.
Which would be... I feel like Dan would really get along with Mindy. Like, after I hear this.
Yeah. I have some headcanons and I've prepared something in the chapter we already read together with Neona.
Okay.
To connect both stories, so I think...
Oh, you would also connect this one.
I thought this was the purpose of the whole thing.
Nice, okay. Yeah, because in the beginning when we, I think when we recorded the first episode, we were like, let's see, maybe not. We could connect it or not.
I think I have a way to connect it, at least a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So, she escapes at some point, and, someone will fish her out of the sea.
Mm.
Assumes she is a fish.
Yeah.
And then she gets in the fish production
thing. Yeah. She gets half eaten by a huge fish, and then they think she's a mermaid. Yeah.
Oh no!
Because she just has this fish on her.
Poor Dan.
Yeah.
Poor fish.
Yeah, poor fish.
I feel sad for the fish. Okay, but I really like your idea for next time, so hopefully this will happen. I don't know how many chapters there are left. I will look at it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And but apart from this, interesting chapter.
Yeah.
Hopefully the next one will be better.
Yeah.
When not, include your story, please. Yeah, so I think this was everything. If you want to see more of us, you can go to social media.
Yeah, we're on Instagram.
Fiction After Lunch.
Tumblr.
Fiction After Lunch.
X.
Fiction and Lunch.
We'll name it.
fictionafterlunch@gmail.com if you want to be very professional and write us your therapy advertisements. Because everyone needs therapy.
Yeah.
And if you're not already on YouTube and watching this, go to YouTube. We have a lot of videos, let's plays, and so on, everything that we want to make, cooking videos also, so go there. If you want to support us, you can go to Patreon and Ko-fi.
Yeah.
Yes, if you want to support us.
Only if you want. I can totally understand if you don't.
I like that we're like, don't do this. What should be our last sentence? I'm just a lonely girl. Just a little bit.
Somehow she fell dumb.
She fell dumb?
Yeah.
Okay, so somehow or she fell dumb?
She fell dumb.
Okay, so thank you for listening. Hope to see you next time. And 3, 2, 1.
She fell dumb!
Bye! Bye.